Bekutas Sichas Chelik Yudalad, Parsha Ekev Sicha 1, Sicha Aleph, a summary of the Sicha. And this week's Parsha tells us about the Moshe relates the events of having broken the Luchas, and then suddenly goes on to talk about, and Aaron died. Aaron passed away. Aaron passed away 39 years later. It doesn't seem to fit into the narrative because this that happened so much later was not the same time period at all. So Rashi says, what's the reason? Chachamim say, what's the reason that they brought, that the Torah brings together these two events? Is because kosher, misosin shel tzadikim, the passing of a tzadik is as difficult for Hashem, kivshviris haluchas, like the breaking of the luchas. But what's the connection between the breaking of the luchas and the passing of a tzaddik? How are they connected in any way? Also interesting that we find that even though the broken luchas are a very difficult thing, but somehow it has within it a certain skula, it has something unique and special about it, because we know that the Yidden, when they went to war to conquer Eretz Yisrael, they took along the Aron with the broken luchas. Now the question is, why would they bring the broken luchas, which reminds us of the Chet HaEgel, why would they bring it with them to the war? Especially that they were all tzaddikim, as we know that they were all told that if there's anyone that's afraid of the Averis that he has, he should return home, he shouldn't be part of the army, of the war. So we see that they were all tzaddikim. What is it that the broken luchas brought to the war effort, that they tafka brought along the broken luchas? So to answer all this, we know that the first luchas, it says that they were, the luchas themselves were fashioned ma'aseh elokim, they were made by Hashem himself. Not that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the luchas up with him, but that Hashem made the luchas. And then hamichtav choros al luchas, and the writing was the writing of Hashem engraved onto the luchas. So in other words, the luchas had two elements to it. The body of the stone itself was made by Hashem, and the words were written by Hashem. Yet we find that when Moshe Rabbeinu, he was bringing the luchas down, and he saw that the Yidden had made an egel, so he saw that the oisius perches, the letters were rising up. In other words, they disattached from the luchas. So he said, "What am I going to give them? Something she'aim by mamash, that has nothing of value." So he took them and he broke them. So the question is, what do you mean nothing of value? It may have lost the letters, the words that Hashem inscribed, but the stones themselves were made by Hashem. So why would that be nothing of value? There's still the value that the body of the stone has still. And the answer is that when something, like especially the luchas, which were the words were engraved onto the stone. So when they were just a stone, they were important because Hashem made them. Once the words were engraved onto them and the stones became what the words were about, so when those words left, and it means the spirit of the word, it doesn't mean literally that the words were no longer engraved onto it, because then the whole stone would have gone. What it means is that the chayis, the spiritual energy of the words, left. So then there was nothing left. What else is left? Once something has been transformed into something much more, much greater, much more essential, if that leaves, then looking at the thing in its original state is as if it doesn't exist at all, has no true value to it anymore. The body of a Yid and the neshama of a Yid are very similar to that. The body of a Yid is also chosen by Hashem and important and holy and so on, but without question that once the neshama enters the body and they become one guf, they become one entity, now when the neshama leaves, it's no longer the same thing. You can't look at the guf and say, well, it still has some value. We understand that it is similar to the luchas, that it loses its value. And therefore, that's the comparison. That's why it's so difficult when a neshama of a tzaddik, and especially in the case of a tzaddik, because a tzaddik, his life is not physical life at all. It is all about the spiritual neshama. So when the neshama leaves, it's as difficult as if the letters, the words from the luchas had escaped. And therefore, that's the comparison between the two. And this is the message that was brought to the soldiers as they were going to war. They may be a tzaddik, they may have reached a level of a tzaddik, but now what they truly are is soldiers that are fighting the battle of Hashem in order to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So whatever you were before, if you lose what you are now, the additional mila, the higher mila that what you have now, so then you're like the luchas. It may have been something valuable previously, but once you got your new mission of being the soldier to conquer Eretz Yisrael, if you slack off on that, if you don't really put everything into that, then you are like the broken luchas. And that was the encouragement that they were trying to bring to the soldiers, the message from the broken luchas.